Brock 107 WIRX. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
7:36.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. And it's a little chilly outside. We'll take a full look at your forecast coming up here in a little bit. But today, want to talk about if you could pick any famous person. Mm-hmm. Doesn't need to be technically a celebrity. I don't know. If you're famous, are you a celebrity?
No.
Okay, good. No. That's good. That's what I was thinking. All right, so any famous person, alive or dead, to have a drink with it, who would it be and why? Do you have one?
Yeah. Farley.
Chris Farley?
Yeah.
It's a good answer. That is a good answer. We actually had someone.
The guy could drink. Seemed like a great time.
Right. Oh, God, he could drink us under the table. Yeah, good yeah. Lord. Yeah, Ryan Schiebel agreed with you on that.
There you go.
Mine would be Bon Scott, former lead singer of AC/DC. That guy.
He died of drinking.
No, yes.
You know, I'm sorry. He didn't die of drinking. No. He was drinking when he died.
He
just didn't pass out on his side.
Because of Bon Scott, I always pass out on my side.
Yeah.
If I'm going for a bed, man, side. On the side or on my stomach.
Yeah, choke on your own.
But that's how hard he partied, man.
Yeah.
Just, God, you imagine going out with Bon Scott? It'd be crazy. We got some really good comments on Facebook. I don't even know where to start. Let's see. Adam, he said George Carlin. That would be a good one.
You know, I had a drink with George Carlin.
You did?
I did.
I forgot about that. He actually played over at...
At the LMC, at the Mendelsohn.
Yeah,
it was like my second year in radio.
Nice. Emily said Bob Marley, but she's not sure if it would be a drink, though. I just get ripped with Bob Marley.
it would be a drink.
Amy said Johnny Depp, but dressed as Captain Jack Sparrow. I think he would just do that anyways. Yeah. He just walks around like that.
It's kind of a weirdo. Is Johnny Depp a weirdo to you?
He's very eccentric in my mind. You know, I don't know if weird is the word. I think he's an interesting guy. I've watched a lot of interviews with him, and he's...
He's out there.
Of course, he's always drunk on wine or whatever and smoking those cigarellos or whatever. I like this one. Jeremy Woodward said Dimebag. Dimebag Darrell.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, what up, Red?
Yeah.
What up, Jeremy?
Dimebag was some people I worked with in Madison were fortunate enough to know Dimebag and Vinny before Dimebag passed, unfortunately, before he was tragically killed on stage. And they said he was just the nicest. Just good old boy, liked to drink, liked to have a good time. Yeah. You know,
good.
That would have been a good one to have. Let's see. Aaron said John Lennon. Wow, he was a commie.
Yeah, he was
a commie bastard. Right. At John Lennon. Imagine me not having a drink with you, John Lennon. Right. Matt also said Chris Farley. Michelle said Kurt Cobain. Kurt Cobain would have been an interesting guy to talk to.
That documentary on Netflix.
Dude. Well, two of them. Soaked in Bleach, and then there was, what was the other one?
Yeah.
I think it's just called Courtney and Kurt. But Soaked in Bleach.
After watching that, I don't know if I'd want to have a drink with him.
With Kurt? Why not?
Yeah. I don't know.
What did he do?
It's another kind of a weirdo. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people love him, but...
Antoine said Tupac. Tupac would have been pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The boy could speak.
Yeah. Yeah. He's very eloquent speaker.
There's a few interviews of him early on. Great speaker, man.
Yeah. Sydney Bauer said Johnny Cash. Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
That would be awesome. Partying with Johnny Cash back in his heyday.
Man, come on.
I couldn't keep up.
No.
I couldn't keep up. Jennifer said Bill Murray. Great choice. And you know what? There's still a good chance. Bill Murray's one of those guys that he just is like out and he'll buy you a drink.
He'll just kind of show up at random places.
Yeah.
He does that.
He just shows up at random places.
And he buys everybody drinks when he does it too.
Yeah. Lou Brutus actually he made a song about the time he met Bill Murray.
Yeah.
It's hilarious, dude. It was just some random meeting and then it's just great. If you ever get a chance, check out Lou Brutus' song about how he met Bill Murray. Got another chance at George Carlin. Jesse said Hunter S. Thompson. There's another guy that would be.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't know if I could even handle it. I don't even know if I could. I could like.
If you ever get a chance, look up his. I don't know, what do they call it? His daily drug schedule.
Yeah.
From like 3 to 3, it's insane.
I don't think that's real.
It's insane.
If that's real, there's no way.
The first like 7 hours is cocaine.
Well, obviously, that's mine, too. What are you talking about? Brock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Ooh, Skip.
Oh, Skip. Don't say that, Skip.
Come on, Skip.
So we're talking, you know, I would like to have a drink with Shannon Sharp.
That would be hilarious.
Of course, this morning we're talking about people. Don't say that, Brock. Come on now, Brock.
Don't go there.
He and I could, we could bond over our dislike for Skip Bayless. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Who would you like to have a drink with? Famous person, alive or dead. Mm-hmm. Who would it be and why? WIRX, hello.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I'm going to say Clint Eastwood.
Oh, that'd be good.
Clint Eastwood.
That'd be good. Like Clint Eastwood now or older Clint or younger Clint Eastwood?
The Western Clint Eastwood.
Nice. From like The Good, The Bad, The Ugly and all that stuff.
Honestly, I don't think it matters.
Outlaw, Josie Wales, Bale Rider, all of them.
Either way, it'd still be awesome to have a drink with him.
Between him and John Wayne.
Yeah, it'd be terrifying, but it'd be awesome.
It would be a drink and a stogie.
Yeah, exactly. But you'd be protected because they could shoot.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Al, thanks for the call, bud.
All right, bye.
Bye. That would be a good one. Clint Eastwood?
That would be a great one.
That would be.
What about Jack Nicholson?
That would be a fun one, too.
That would be a great one. We got so many questions.
So many questions.
Yeah.
We got some other great ones on online. Brandon Terry said, Macho Man Randy Savage. Oh, yeah, brother.
Hey, ask her a question.
Do yourself a favor. Just go on YouTube and search Macho Man Randy Savage interviews. You will be so happy.
Hours of entertainment.
Ask her a question.
Let's see. Lori McDonald said Alice Cooper. He would be a I'm sure has a lot of stories. I like this one. Chuck Martin Jr. said Randy Rhoads. The late, great Randy Rhoads, taken way too soon. Ozzy's guitarist. Yeah. That guy could just rip.
Yeah.
Just rip.
That's a good one.
Kyle Duffy said Stephen King. He would be fun.
Ooh.
He would be fun. That would
be interesting.
That would be intense is what that would be. Yeah. That would be very, very intense. 925-WIRX, 925-947. We'll go over a couple more of these.
Stephen King,
yeah.
That might be the best one.
Yeah. I'd ask him where the inspiration for Cujo came from.
Yeah.
If it was a real dog or just
so many stories. He's got to have so many stories.
And he had a major cocaine addiction.
Did he really?
Yeah,
Stephen King had
a huge cocaine addiction.
Well, he's got to stay up and write all those books.
That's why if you read some of your books, you're like, this is weird. this is crazy. We'll be back. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Rock, good morning.
759. Talking about famous people we want to have drinks with, live or dead. Mine's Bon Scott. Yours is Chris Farley.
It has to be Farley.
Farley would be awesome. That would be an epic night of drinking.
Well, you
and
know
debauchery.
It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Always. He's going to be wasted.
I would just have him do all his characters for me. It'd be amazing.
Matt Foley. Give me a Matt Foley.
Do it right now. Jump through that table.
I told you.
That would be epic. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Who famous, alive or dead, would you want to have drinks with? WIRX, hello.
Hey, it's the world famous pancake.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, if I had a drink with somebody, it would be Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page,
nice.
That would be a good one. That would be a good one. Yeah. And then I'd make him play guitar for me.
Yeah.
For hours.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
All right.
WIRX, hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
Someone I would love to have a conversation with because she's had such an amazing, interesting life is Betty White.
Oh, my God. Betty White would be amazing.
Yeah.
And would be hysterical.
It would be. And then I'd hope she'd invite me up for a nightcap and we'd just see what happened from there.
Betty White.
She is still a very good-looking woman, yeah.
Damn right.
She's a gilf.
All right, dear. Thanks for the call.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Why did I have to turn into that?
I don't know.
I'm the worst.
You are the worst.
Just the worst kind of person.
Would you rather Betty White or B. Arthur?
Oh, Betty White for sure.
Yeah.
Betty White. It's just weird because I've only known...
Is B. Arthur a guy?
No.
Pretty close.
She's a sturdy woman, if you will. Sturdy. You know, I'm a little sad, though, Hunter.
Yeah.
No one said us. You know what?
Hurts.
You know what? Screw you guys. Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter. 8:43 and 37. Still a little brisk.
DW.
God, I used to watch Arthur all the time. Arthur and Doug.
It's a good show.
And what was the red dog one?
Clifford
was on. We watched that. Yeah. Life with Louie.
They still have good Saturday morning cartoons. Remember that?
They all suck.
Yeah.
Saturday morning cartoons now suck.
You ever used to watch Looney Tunes?
Oh, God, yeah. Looney Tunes, Recess. Remember Recess?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
That was a good time.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. I'd get up, I'd eat like a huge bowl of cereal, watch cartoons.
Is that a thing for kids now anymore?
No.
Saturday morning cartoons?
No, they sit on their phones and...
All right.
Do stupid things.
It sucks.
No, man.
It sucks. That was the greatest part of being a kid.
It was. This is the only time I could get up early is during cartoons. Saturday morning, I was up with the sun,
beep, beep,
ready to go. Yeah, watching Looney Tunes was great, man. Animaniacs, too.
Oh,
remember that?
Great show.
Yeah, that was.
I think they're bringing that back.
I think so. I think Netflix or Hulu, somebody's bringing it back. So, yeah, man. No, I miss the cartoons. I do. I still, if I get to, I used to read the Sunday morning comics too every single Sunday.
Yeah.
Used to do that every Sunday. And I just bought a paper for some reason the other day. I was up early on a Sunday. I'm like,
I'm going to the comics.
I went right to the comics. I didn't read anything else. I just went right to the comics. I was like, all right, this works. It's good enough. And they're still good. I think that's something I need to keep doing.
It is, man.
Yeah. Because I love, and every once in a while I'll bring out the old Calvin and Hobbes comics books. Yeah. But the best comic ever written, Calvin and Hobbes. If you've never checked it out, go buy a book. Go check them out. It was so good. So good. And there's actually a great documentary on Bill Watterson on Netflix.
Who
made them. Yeah. Nice. And it's so good. Yeah. My dad got me into that years ago.
Tom
and Jerry. That was a good classic one. When you watch it, though, like now, like the old ones, you're like, wow, there is some racism in here.
A little bit.
There is some stuff that, you know, smoking.
Smoking
a cigarette.
Hitting
on
that.
Pepe Le Pew. He would not get away with this stuff.
Oh, no.
Nowadays.
No.
With all the sexual harassment stuff, Pepe Le Pew's career would be over.
Pepe, HR.
Let's go. You pervy little skunk. That's a cat, for God's sakes.
He's just a pervert.
Just
a pervert skunk.
Pepe Le Pew. Seriously. He was straight up Harvey Weinstein back then. Calm down, Pepe Le Pew.